Good morning, Darren.
Good morning.
Hey, it's good to have you.
Rolla, Missouri, right?
That's where I pastored.
Yeah, pastored there. Made Right was there on the right down the street from
Kings
you.
Kings Highway, right?
Yeah. And the Tenderloin, Tater Patch?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Big Tenderloin, isn't it?
Yeah. Wait a minute, the Tenderloin thing in Rolla?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it as good as the Iowa Made Right thing?
Oh, Keith, size your plate and you'll split that, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you got the Rolla School of Mines.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Really? Or has it changed its name?
Several times.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Good seeing
you. Thank you.
So you're one of the survivors. You're one of the guys. You're talking about the survivors. Here's a guy comes. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get us a theater, Keith.
Yep.
How many times have we heard that?
Oh, a few.
Give me your napkin, Keith.
Yeah, a bunch. But this guy, he came with a dream some time ago. And Darren, you've done a wonderful job. The Lord has blessed your ministry, and you are continuing to do what you set out to.
Yeah, it's been a journey, for sure. My new life verses, thou knowest not what a day may bring forth.
Isn't that true?
It's just been exciting.
But let me ask you a question. This is October the 21st, 2 days after my 52nd wedding anniversary, is how I can keep track of the days.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we look at the headlines today, not 50 years ago, not 100 years ago, not the Boston Tea Party, not the Revolution, none of that, and you use the word on your brochure, tyranny. My goodness sakes alive, is that where we're at or what? Your comment.
Yeah, nothing's really changed. And the problem is human nature, right? So we've got this sin nature, and then those that are in control and have power want more. And there's never a good cutoff point until they just control everything. You know, they're not going to self-moderate themselves, you know. So the same issues that we're dealing with today are the same things that man's always dealt with. And even our founders, I was just thinking about when they went to Concord and Lexington, they were going after guns. You know, it was all about gun control, take the guns away from the citizens and that kind of thing. The overtaxing, that's what the Tea Party was all about. You know, it's really not your private property. We'll tax it at whatever level we think. And so it's just censorship. You know, you got to get a license before you can preach and before you can have your church. And it's the same issues that we're dealing with today, and our founders stood up to it and in faith overcame all of that for us.
I have a question. Have those documents been lost? Can't you find them? Are they misreading them, Keith?
I think wanting to reinterpret them.
We talked about somebody today that should be at the forefront, and we should be talking about them more at our table than we ever have. We should be applauding the ACLU. The ACLU should be front page news every day about this firefighter or this military guy or this teacher or this. No, you know what they've done? They've turned their leaf, and they can't find their roots either.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it comes to the Christian side of it, apparently ACLU had one side, and they're showing their true colors. AOC made a comment yesterday or today, whenever she made it. She said something to the effect the country's learning. No, oh, AOC, maybe in your world. But there are many, many people like Freedom Journey Show that will show you tyranny, faith, and freedom. When, where, what? Tell us about the show.
All right. So this year we're doing 9 of them.
Whoa.
Starting November 5th and
aggressive.
Going through.
Very good.
Yeah, we've always just done it during Veterans Week, you know, the last 4 years.
Right.
And so this time we'll go into December 11.
Oh,
and
good.
So we're excited. We got some evening shows on Fridays at 7:30, some Saturdays at 2 o'clock, and then we've got one Friday at 10 a.m., and we're really trying to encourage homeschool and Christian school, private school groups, to come, kids.
Be sure and reach out to School of the Ozarks, to Brad Dolliff, and kind of, because of what you're doing, just engages in their philosophy so much.
Absolutely.
And other homeschoolers, independent schoolers, and there's many schoolers now that are at home schooling that might not have been a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you nervous at all about 9 shows?
No, we're excited.
As you should be, because I think you are going to bring to the stage some things that, boy, folks now, more than ever, probably going to say, right on. And that's what our country's about.
Right, right. It's a regular 2-hour show. We'll take a 15-minute intermission.
Perfect.
But it's an overview of tyranny, faith, and freedom. So we start off with a big music production, and then we go to the individual, the tyrant, the founding documents, the blessings of freedom and the immigrants, and then, you know, it's basically a storyline all the way up to today. What are we going to do now? And the whole thing is really about faith, and it's we just use a lot of quotes from the founders, and it's very inspiring, you know, just to realize that they've already addressed these issues. They stood up in faith. They pointed people back to the Creator, and that was the whole foundation for this freedom that we enjoy today. So we're also going to sprinkle it with some fun stuff. We've got a segment where we're going to do America's favorite songs, most popular songs by the year.
That's always fun. That
yeah, it's very educational and fun.
We have Bugle Boy.
Chattanooga Choo Choo's in there.
That's good. I like that
Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Yeah, do you remember that? How that goes? Pardon me, boy. Is that where's the cat that ate the new shoes?
That's
remember
it.
That one?
Yeah. It starts with Yankee Doodle in 1754.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
and then
works all the way up. So that's a lot of fun, but it's just kind of a celebration of freedom and what God's done here. We'll have testimonies from video testimonies. We've taken some immigrants. Roxanne Amundsen, actually, is her family's from Armenia, and they escaped the genocide over there years ago, came to America. And so we've got her, given her testimony, and then two others from the Ukraine and from Russia, and their view of America and freedom and all of that. It's very inspiring and emotional.
So now all nine shows we're going to do Friday and Saturdays?
There's one on Thursday, which would be Veterans Day.
Now, where can we get the schedule? Is there a website?
Right, sure. Okay. FreedomJourneyShow.com.
All right. FreedomJourneyShow.com. If you didn't get a chance to write that down, go to KLFCRadio.com later today. The link to the website will be there, and Darren's entire interview will be there.
Mm-hmm. It's very easy to find this theater. You can't see it, but it's very easy. It's in a great location. It's
absolutely.
An excellent theater.
Excellent.
Of all the theaters that had a star like Tony Orlando that kept the theater in its pristine condition through the entire drought of shows, it's this theater. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, Charlie, where is it? Well, go to the Titanic. Make a left. Okay?
That is if you're going out here downtown towards Silver
Dollar
City.
That's right where I'm at. I didn't start at Silver Dollar City, Keith.
No, I know.
I started right here.
I'm just saying, if you're going from here,
yes,
make a left at the Titanic.
And if I'm coming from Silver Dollar City, Keith,
make a right at
thank you
Titanic.
Very much.
You're welcome.
At that intersection, you're going south.
That's correct.
How about that?
That's good.
But some people are right and left challenged.
That's
and south
true
and north.
Too. Some people
go
are
down,
north and south.
And challenged. When you see Sonic and Branson Bank, pull in.
Right there.
And go. They said it's back here somewhere. And you're very, very, very close.
Yeah.
And it's very, very, very nice.
It is. And you guys have been in there doing some things, and it's great. And let's talk about the dates. When does the first show happen?
Sure. That's November 5. So that'd be on a Friday.
Yep.
And so during Veterans Week, you know, we'll do the Friday and Saturday, 5 and 6. And then the parade is on the 11th, so we'll do one that night at 7:30 also.
Awesome.
And then the next day is when we'll do the 10 o'clock.
So you got the cast.
Really.
I don't want to embarrass you today, Pastor, but I have a question for you. How long have you been in Branson?
About 6-7 years now.
So apparently you've made it up and down the strip to some other shows. Have you been to other shows?
Yes.
Because, Keith, I'm going to read you something from the brochure.
Okay. All right.
They have a pre-show with a pianist
uh-huh.
for 30 minutes. Huh. Doesn't that sound exciting?
That
tell
does.
Us about
absolutely.
Benjamin Morn.
Sure. Benjamin, he's just an amazing guy. He's 17 and just an amazing musician. And just I can't even explain it, but he's got a great ear and can play anything. He's probably got 42 different instruments, you know, that he plays.
Oh, my goodness.
And
very talented.
Very.
I've always loved to see guys do that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And he'll play for 20 minutes or so there before the show begins, and it'll go by way too fast.
Well, and people will enjoy that as they get there. Now, does your establishment allow refreshments in the?
Yes, sure.
So will you have the traditional popcorn and all that? Or
We'll have concessions, right.
Okay.
Right. Not food items, but
okay.
just snacks.
Sure.
Like that.
Understand.
Drinks.
That'll be great.
And how many do you seat in that theater?
It's right around 2,000. So
pretty close.
Alive.
Yep,
that
pretty
is
close.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. I got something for you, and I want to get clarification before I said it. You got to reach out to Uncle Brad over at the School of the Ozarks, because when I was watching the symposium, they had some lower school kids come to the symposium. And I want to tell you what they sang. And we've asked them to have them in the studio, and we're going to try to arrange that, how we can do that. About 20 of them. Keith, I think we can do that without a problem. Yeah. Our production staff can do that.
Oh, yeah.
I said,
microphones, we'll be good.
Did the kids sing the Bill of Rights or ? He said, yes, the Bill of Rights, preamble, all presidents, states, and capitals, and more.
Yeah, the whole kids.
I'm telling you, if you've not seen it, I'll see if Brad's got a clip for me to forward to you. I'll send it to Keith, which is your CD supplier, not me.
DVDs, okay? Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm
not
sorry.
Only can you hear, and but you can see what's going on.
Man.
And if you'd like one.
And then a guy came in to you the other day and really being first class, he said, do you have a thumb drive?
Yeah, that's right.
Keith, you got it all.
Got it all.
So if he's got that in a way you can see it, I think you'll light up like a 100-watt light bulb used to
it
be.
It fits exactly with what you're talking about and what it, you're doing.
And as I'm sitting there and they're singing this, I'm going, oh, this is the Bill of Rights that we just don't pay attention to. Mm-hmm. So, well, great to see you. Now, are you musical by you and your family both? All
yeah.
Musical?
Right. I was a music major in college, so.
Gee.
Yeah.
And have you written the whole thing?
Yeah, we produced the whole thing. So it was just a collection of American songs, but also patriotic songs. And then we used Gaither's Let Freedom Ring in there.
Oh,
it's a powerful combination.
It really is. And it's very well done, and you do not want to miss it. Starts the 5th and the 6th, Friday and Saturday, November 5th and 6th. And it's at the former Yellow Ribbon Theater. And what name actually is on it now?
Freedom Encounter.
Very good. Freedom Encounter at the 5th and 6th. And the 5th, is that a night show?
Yes, that'd be Friday night, 7:30.
And the Saturday is at?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. And then you get the whole schedule by freedomencountershow.com. Right?
Freedom Journey Show.
I'm sorry.
.com.
I messed it up.
But if you go to Freedom Encounter, we've got a link there too. So.
Well, you can go to KLFCRadio.com.
Yes.
I'm safe in saying that because Herb and Darren will put a link to your website. So make sure he has it and we'll
fix it. Let's just see if we can hit another home run. We've done pretty good this morning with our lady from Tulsa.
Yep.
Now with you. Would you tell him and see if it's the same reason? Do you remember why Mo Bandy said he moved here?
Well, he moved here for the people, the faith, the family, and the flag, all of that which we hold dear to and we are not bashful about talking about.
Mm. Mm.
Same reason for you?
Yeah, well, I'm here because I think the Lord led us here, but
I
do love all of that.
My recollection was Mo Bandy wanted his underwear where? In the same drawer.
Oh, you're talking about instead of being on
yes.
the road. Yes. Okay, but he could have picked anywhere.
He could have,
yeah,
but he picked Branson.
Picked Branson because of the faith, the family, and the flag.
So
the
with you, is it nice being in one spot?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've been traveling for the last 7 years with this message, but we really want to build up this theater, and then we'll be adding the museum.
Which I think is great.
And the kids' play area, and then we've got the bookstore and coffee shop. But basically, we put that energy into one place and let folks come to us any day of the week like that. And
well, I love it. And I'm. Is there any plan for any local night to where you say welcome or anything like that? Do you have any plans like that or not?
For this particular show?
For this year, yeah.
Well, we're just – our tickets are $20. We're keeping them low.
Okay.
So there's really not a local rate as far as that goes.
Yeah.
We've got the veterans can come. Veterans and law enforcement, first responders can come free the first four shows.
Wow. That's
and good. Then we've
nice
got
–
You're a veteran. You get to go free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Free you like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on the 12th, we're doing a student rate at $5.
Oh, my goodness.
Encourage the schools.
Hey, and you know what? You've done a good job of trying to keep that sensitive. But look, remember the meter I told the grandkids about, Keith?
Yeah.
The circling meter?
Yeah.
Grandkids have been staying quite a bit, and I said, guys, I want to show you something. There's a meter out there, and it spins. So you're in there taking a hot shower. Guess what? It's running the hot water heater.
Meter's going faster.
And the meter's going faster. The water meters are going faster.
You leave the lights on. Meter's going faster.
Keith, open the refrigerator door.
Meter going faster.
Then you're a good man, Keith O'Neill. And the same thing in yours. You open the door, and the meter runs, and so you got to have those dollars. We encourage our people to come see you. Thanks for coming. Anything else we missed?
Well, we're in a capital campaign to not only complete this building, but also add on these things, the museum and the kids play area. So if anyone's interested in that, go to freedomencounter.com, and there's a place to enlist with us to get our emails, but also to donate.
You know what? You never know. And we say on this program, first of all, tithe. Mm-hmm. Second of all, give money to the radio station. This is after you've taken your take care of your wife at home, right, Keith?
Yeah.
And if you happen to have one of those deals to where the maybe you got that one lone lottery ticket that was mailed to you and you won it, maybe God's blessed you in some other way, I can tell you personally, this will be one great place when you look at what they've done and what they mean when it comes to tyranny, when it comes to, I've got to get the other side here, the journey of tyranny and faith and freedom. If you don't think that's a journey of where we're at today, then you're under a rock. Because that's exactly where we are, and it's hope. You give hope, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So yes. There is hope.
Yeah, definitely.
In the midst of the storm, and that's the faith side.
Yeah. We'll have, in fact, that reminds me, we'll have Patrick Henry doing his Liberty
or
Death
my.
Speech. So we've got a gentleman that is excellent at giving that speech. And then Benjamin Franklin will give his Sparrow speech, we call it, but during the Constitutional Convention when he called for prayer. And so those are parts of the show as well.
You know, when you're watching characters like that present, Keith, it reminds me of a gentleman who had memorized, I forget if it was John or whatever, and he presented that. Mm-hmm. You did not know the way that he presented it. It was the scripture, right out of the scriptures. And when somebody like Patrick Henry or others, and was he the one not tread on me? Is that Patrick Henry? No, give me liberty or give me death.
Yes, right.
That's a good one for us, isn't it, Keith?
Oh, absolutely.
Let me tell you what, and if you don't think that cry is just screaming throughout America right now, these people that are facing, I tell you what, you don't want to take the vaccination? Quit your job. And if you quit your job, and by the way,
we're not
if you have 20-year benefits, you're not getting that either.
Not getting that.
Now, if that doesn't speak to tyranny, I don't know what does.
I'd say, no question.
God save the queen.
Wow.
Yeah, and he said, you know, it's an inspiring speech when you put it in the context, because he's saying, we've waited. How long are we going to wait? You know, until they're right over us, you know, taking our lives, or are we going to take a stand? And it's just really powerful.
Heard that question from our producer yesterday. How long do we wait?
How long?
And when is the time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the time is now to say one thing. Lord, I trust you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lord, I'm saying that, but I'm shivering in my boots. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you're one that is very spiritual and you're walking through the Red Sea, I'm probably one that's looking, is it muddy on the bottom? Okay. Can we really get through here before the waves come on us? Okay. Turn around. Where are the kids? What's going on? But I want to trust the Lord. As far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Keith, tell me about the event. Where's it at?
Well, it's at the former Yellow Ribbon Theater, now called Freedom Encounter. It is the 5th and the 6th. Starts the 5th and the 6th for 9 shows they will have. And the 5th, November 5th, Friday night, starts at 7, did you say?
7:30,
but we got the
pre-show at 7.
Pre-show at 7. So, see, I was right.
Yeah,
7
you're
o'clock.
Good.
All right, and you can get all of the information about it by going to klfcradio.com later today. Get a link to their website, and get then from that, you can get schedules and what have you, and make sure that you get some friends together, get your kids together, and enjoy the Freedom Encounter show. It's one like you have never seen before, so enjoy it.
Darren Myers, our guest this morning, thank you much for coming. I'm going to give you 2 pieces of a little advice that I think would be good for you today. Number one, hopefully you'll have the Pizza Ranch mentality. Would you like to know what that is?
Sure.
Keith, where's the Pizza Ranch?
It's on 248.
The what?
248.
What's there?
The Pizza Ranch.
I thought you used to say the old Montana Mike's.
No. That's long gone. They changed the thing completely, and that's the same thing you'll be doing with the Freedom Encounter Theater.
And before Pizza Ranch got there to identify the building, what did everybody say? They said the former Montana Mike's.
Montana Mike's, yeah.
You will have the same thing.
Absolutely.
One of these days, sooner than you think.
Sooner.
The former Yellow Ribbon Theater will drop.
Yep.
Because I can tell you, probably 80% of our audience doesn't even know where the former Yellow Ribbon Theater was at. So, God bless you, buddy.
Sure. Thank you.
Hey, Darren, thanks. Leave me about 2 or 3 of those brochures.
I got them for you right here.
You got them for me? All right.
Yes,
no, I appreciate it.
Here, hand them here.
Thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, did they give you the bagel, crunched bagel, or the maple donut requirement? Have they given you that since when you've come?
No, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, Darren.
He's messing with you now, Darren.
Okay.
Am I?
Here, this is what I need. You can take those.
Okay, thanks.
All right, very good.
We have a sweet tooth for these bagels at, what do they call them?
The cinnamon bagel from Panera? Yeah.
And
we used to have a guest.
And he passed away.
Whenever he came, we got the cinnamon bagel, yeah. And he brought it, and it was his trademark, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, all the time.
So we miss him.
And his wife.
He's trying to get somebody to take up for him.
His wife did such a great job.
She really did.
She brought one crunchy bagel.
Yeah.
You know who took it? He did.
Okay,
we have another.
I only took half of it.
Do you have any flowering life plants in your theater?
Flowering life plants.
Do you have any colorful plants or anything in your theater?
Not that I can think of.
Would you have any desire to have a fern?
Sure.
He's trying to give away Kathy's fern. She has a fern to give away.
Why am I trying to give it away?
Because she asked you if you wanted it. You said, no, I'll give it away.
Let's give the factual story.
Why are you doing that?
Because I gave you the testimony of the lady that prayed for the fern.
Yes, and she got a fern.
And she heard that she
somebody
got two ferns.
Somebody else may be praying.
From my wife.
I see.
And so when I went by Keith's house, she had a beautiful fern.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
So since you all do business together, I'm reserving the fern for you, and if you decide to take
free
it
with your next DVD,
there you go, right there. God bless you, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
See you later,
Darren.
Thank you,
God bless you, brother. We'll see you. All right, don't forget November 5th, and call me, Darren, if you need something. I appreciate it. Thanks for the brochures. Thanks for telling us about it.